It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mrs. Connie Totticini. She is the new principal at Bruin Point Elementary. We're going to talk about what led her here to our area, how long she's been in the education as far as a career, some of the things that she's known and done, and some of the people that she's met. And then we're going to talk all things Bruin Point Elementary, because with it being the first part of the year, there's always great stuff that goes on out at Bruin Point. Mrs. Totticini, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Let's start right at the beginning there. You are really from down around the Four Corners area. That's where you spent most of your time in education, correct?
Yes.
And, yes. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Okay, so I moved down to Montezuma Creek about 24 years ago, and that's really where I started my education, my educational experience. I'd been a paraprofessional the year before in San Pete County, but moved to San Juan County and started teaching, fell in love with the area, and spent 23 years there.
And in one of your locations that you were at, you actually met someone that would kind of bounce back into your life right now, correct?
Yes, I did, and that would be Superintendent Hatch.
And once again, refresh, he was the principal at Monticello Elementary, is that correct?
Yes. So I worked with him. I knew him when he was the principal at the elementary school, and then he became the elementary director for San Juan School District when I was an instructional coach. So he became my direct supervisor, and I worked with him for about a year or two in that position. So it was great to be able to reconnect with him by coming up here.
And so you've made the move. What really, you know, caught your fancy and caught your eye as far as Bruin Point Elementary and East Carbon and Sunnyside area?
Well, I'm originally from Utah County, and so my family's up there, and you kind of have to drive through Price to get to Salt Lake and Provo. So I've driven through this area for 23 plus years, and I've always liked the area. And it was time to go. It was just time to spread our wings. I have family that's in the Salt Lake Valley, and then I have family that's in northern part of San Juan, and this was just in between. But we've always talked about coming here. Every time we drove through, we said, this would be a good place to live. This would be a good place to work. And then when an opening came up, and I knew that Lance was here, I'm like, oh, this is my opportunity.
This is the place for you guys.
Yep.
And so you were saying in reading your bio there, you would really like to just kind of retire from Bruin Point Elementary when it's time, and you want to stay. You're going to purchase a home. You've already purchased a home, and you're living in East Carbon in that area. You would like to stay there, and you would like Bruin Point to be the school that you retire from. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, we are working on purchasing a home up here in East Carbon Sunnyside, and yeah, I want to say this will be the end where this will be where I stay. I love it up here. It's a small, comfy, beautiful little town, and the people are awesome, and I feel like this is where I belong.
It's home.
Yep, it's home.
All right. Well, let's talk about home and some of the great things that are going on at Bruin Point Elementary. You just started school a couple weeks ago, and things are starting to, you know, work themselves out, and the jitters are out of the way. How are things going up there?
Well, I have to say that I have a phenomenal staff. The teachers, the paraprofessionals, the lunch ladies, I mean, everybody. The after-school program, Rising Raptor, folks, I couldn't have handpicked a better staff. They're so wonderful to work with, and they're so happy and willing to learn and grow and support, and it's just and willing to tell you, you know, what we need to work on. They're great people. So lots of wonderful things have taken place so already. You know, getting our school-wide expectations sets and taught to the students, you know, working through critical behaviors and procedures and routines in the classrooms. We did get a new behavior specialist that works with our in our reset room, which is a place where kids can go and breathe. Like, you can put yourself in a timeout. It's such a wonderful place. And it's just, it's gone really well. And our back to school night, we had a wonderful turnout. Parents came, got to see their students' teachers. I got to meet a lot of parents. Yeah, it's really hard memorizing eyeballs because you can't see through masks. But other than that, we've just had an awesome start to the year.
What are some of the, I know as far as the district is concerned, it seems like reading is always at the top of the list. What are some of the big programs that they're working on this year district-wide and up there at Bruin Point?
As far as reading programs?
Well, just any programs.
Well, one of the biggest programs, I guess, that we utilize really is for independent reading. It's called RAS Kids. We used it a little bit in San Juan, and it's a great program. Kids can read at their own interest, so they read on their level. They're given an assessment where we find their independent reading level, and then they can choose what they want to read. It's not that they're told what they read. And so really using RAS Kids, we're really hoping, or I'm really hoping, and I'm pretty sure teachers are too, that we're instilling that love of reading into our kids. If the kids aren't loving reading or at least liking it, they're not gonna want to do it.
Right, and that's really where it's all at and where it all starts is right there. If they can read, they can do just about anything.
And, exactly.
And I know that that's been a big push district-wide the last two or three years. In fact, ever since, I mean, it always has been a push, but since Lance has come on board, it's been a big push for the district is to get those reading levels up. And I'm going to kind of ask you one question. And
okay.
If, I just out of curiosity, and I've talked to a couple of different administrators about this. Did you notice, or are the teachers noticing a little bit of a lag because of the way the school ended last year with not being able to have face to face, and then coming back this year?
I don't know if it's a lag. Well, if you were looking at like academic wise, we did have. You know, we had our summer slide.
Right.
Ended a little bit. And it felt a little chaotic coming back just because of COVID and that we didn't get to say goodbye. And I'm talking about, you know, I didn't get to say goodbye to anybody either.
Right.
But we had field day the first day of school. So in the afternoon, we had three little stations that the kids took turns in, and then we ran through the sprinklers for about 20 minutes because the kids didn't get to have an end of the school year like celebration. And so we took part of the day, the last part of the day on the first day of school, and we had our own little field day. And it was so much fun to watch the kids. And believe it or not, running through the sprinklers is still a really fun thing to do.
Oh, I know. It's a challenge when you get older. Because you're just trying to get from point A to point B, and the sprinklers are on, and you don't want to go around, but it's still fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, but some of the teachers have said that it's, you know, it's a little tough because we didn't get to wrap up the end of the year last year, and so it's kind of hard to even, you know, start because you didn't get to end.
Right.
So, but we're working through that, and like I said, I have phenomenal teachers and staff. They've got it together.
All right. Well, Mrs. Connie Totticini from Bruin Point Elementary, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. And I look forward to more conversations with you as the year goes on.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, castlecountryradio.com.